last night, 7 o'clock, Channel 9 and 9 Now, Married at First Sight, the commitment ceremonies. Oh, we've been waiting to chat to this guy for a long time.
Yep.
We wish it was under better circumstances. Tristan, the golden retriever of the group this year. Everyone loves him. Slow burner. Took him a lot of time to open up to his wife, Cassandra, and he finally did last night. This happened.
So I decided to put it all on the line. I was really nervous, and I was like, oh, I'm falling in love with you. That's what I feel like it is. And then I was really scared because she was going to run away. And then she didn't run away, which is awesome.
Which was awesome until she decided to run away.
I have to say, Cassandra, you look a little bit uncomfortable.
I really wish that I felt the same way back. That's probably why I feel uncomfortable. And I've tried and I just don't have the same feelings for you. Maybe I think we are better as friends and I could leave.
Leave.
No. Our boy, a beautiful, handsome boy who's now probably going to be an anxious avoider for the rest of his life. Surely that kind of Tristan, tell us you're okay, buddy.
Morning, guys. Look, I'm surviving, you know. Oh. When things like happen, you adapt, survive, and then thrive. So we're going on. Look, you can't hate Cass for being honest. I mean, that's why probably I was telling her I was falling in love with her because she wouldn't string me along. She wouldn't like just to protect my feelings or just for the show. She did the full rip the band-aid off and it stings a bit, but at least it'll give me more time to heal, right?
Yep.
She is so, you two are so sweet. We had Cass in studio a few weeks ago and obviously said wonderful things about you. Her saying that to you last night on the couch, was that the first time she had kind of acknowledged what you had said? Because when you did say it, she said she didn't reply right in the moment.
Look, it was a little bit of a blindside, but like at the end of the day, though, you've got to look at her in her position as well, right? I mean, some dudes just told her that she's fallen in love. She doesn't have to feel the same way. She knows me in and out. I mean, we were living together for 3-4 months, so she probably just did it the best way she thought. So, and you can't really be angry at someone for telling their feelings. I mean, it's just relationships, right? No one's really the bad guy in it. It's just honesty, and I can't be more proud of her for just being honest. Like, it still sucks, but like. At least it's like a nicer way for it. Well, that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely, it makes sense. My girlfriend and I summed it up last night. We went to an ad break. He said, you can't hate either of these guys. I mean, she did the best she did in a bad situation and you did the best and try to look on the sunnier side of your situation as well. I think what made it more sort of potent was that you guys took so long to start burning, right? She sort of liked you more at the start and it sounds like you're someone who's protects yourself and is a much slower burn. Has this always been the way? My girlfriend asked me to ask you this. Have you ever slept with someone on a first date before?
Well, that's kind of what I can't, because I work in hospitality, so that's kind of normally it. It's normally I kind of sleep with someone on the first date or whatnot, and then obviously I've been hurt before, so I do really protect myself. And when I do sleep with someone, if I do get feelings for them, they normally don't have the same feelings for me. Mm. So normally with me, it's kind of just sleep and kind of move on, which is not the best way to do it, right? But
nope.
I'm realizing now that, like, it's just with relationships, I guess I need to be a bit more in tuned and learn how to read a room, I guess.
Oh, wow. Nice. What's this? A 19th player on the field? Because we've got a player.
I've got no game. Yeah. I'm not even on the court. You know?
I think
I'm
it'll be different.
Like, you know?
I've got a question.
I'm just a water boy.
Less about that. You know, on this commitment ceremony, Tristan, when you reveal if you've written leave or stay, and everyone reveals it and they're like, I've written stay with 5 love hearts, or like, I've written stay with an exclamation mark. Do they tell you you have to say exactly what you've written? It seems very strange.
No. You just basically just write down what you're feeling. So if you have a stay, and then obviously you want to be a bit more excited, so you put a stay with different kind of things as well. I mean, we've seen some rogue ones. I mean, Tori wrote slave, so either way, it's not really playing right now, is it?
No,
the end of the day, yeah, so I just got terrible handwriting, so I was just always nervous when we had to show the card because I'm like, I look like a 4-year-old's written it, like literally.
We got to ask you, Tristan, last week it was a very tough week for you and Jack went through the ringer for calling a couple of people a whale, and then he made it up to you by buying you gifts to a supplement store. We asked him about it. We grilled him about it. His response was that you were really happy about that and you held no bad blood. It seemed on the show that it was a pretty vicious thing. Mm. Is Jack trying to twist our tails, get our knickers in a little twist, or are you guys all good?
No, because at the we were good. I just wanted to move on from the conversation. Yeah. To be honest, it's like once you get kind of called, like that was probably one of my biggest fears, was getting called kind of fat on TV, and it kind of happened. But I've also done a lot of work on myself during that time, so I was trying to really more focus on Cass. So I wanted to move on. Mm. The only reason I'm a bit upset with Jack now is he actually leaked some private messages that I sent him, and I'm like, you didn't even ask me permission or anything like that. So I'm really off that, to be honest, because I'm like, if you're actually sorry, you'll just kind of learn to cop it. Mm-hmm. Like we all have. We all human. We make mistakes. I mean, he makes a fair bit of mistakes, but it's kind of just like, you just kind of ticked me off a bit, because I'm like, are you actually sorry you called me fat, or are you just doing it to kind of make yourself look better?
Exactly.
But either way, we've got more thing to focus on. We've got 7 days to turn this around with Pat. We've got 7 days.
That's our boy.
I'm not sure if I can do it, but I'm going to try my best. So, that's just the plan, right?
Oh, Tristan, we love you.
Can't fault the man. Good on you, T. Thanks for joining us this morning. Channel 9, it is on again tonight. It's 7:30, Channel 9 and 9 now. Thanks, Tristan. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy your day.